Thoughts in Meditation, Part 17. Thoughts are intermediaries between ourselves and reality. Mental instruments we employ to perceive, comprehend, and make sense of our jumbled, confusing world. Our minds assume there is no other way of knowing. Yet above and beyond the mind, the light of truth is self-revealing within us. Our intuition perceives and knows all, no need of any intermediary. Thoughts are superfluous, redundant, lead weights to a butterfly. Sri Chinmoy writes, "When we are in the highest meditation, there will be no thoughts, either good or bad. There it is only light." Now, in light, vision and reality are together. Now you are sitting there and I am standing here. You are the reality. I am the vision. I have to look at you. You are the reality. Then I have to enter into you in order to know that you are the reality. But when you do the highest meditation, at that time it is not like that. Reality and vision are one and the same. Where you are, I have to be. Where I am, you have to be, because we are one. So in the highest meditation, reality and vision go together. That is why we do not need thoughts or ideas or anything. First, a thought enters into us. Then we give it form. Then we come to understand what is going on or what we are talking about. But when you see the truth, when you see the knowledge and the knower and the thing that is to be known all together, then it is the highest type of meditation. Sri Chinmoy. This highest meditation is already within us. With all our heart and soul, let us hurl ourselves continually upward to our highest. Thoughts and their burdens will be abandoned far below.